Number 9, does peace be today's church? Hello. Let me talk about how peace made it first. Once Dr. Melvin started this minute at the CHPC in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA, Melvin and the pastor's team and the lay leaders gathered together to talk. Then the question was, what is the job description of lay pastors? What do they do? Because the lay pastor team had knowledge of the Bible, and the lay leaders have experiences. They were done in the church very long already, so they got together. If the pastor team alone made, there will be only biblical, theoretical, and conceptual. Also, if only lay people is made, there will be only from their opinion, their side. So both groups gathered together and talking for a few hours, what's the good and the proper job description of lay pastors? And also, you should be satisfied on both sides. That's how PACE was born. Now back to today's church. Now back to the today's topic. Is fit today's church? Is it a reasonable question for now? Because the pace was born around 40 years ago, if so, what is different between then and now? The timeline is different, and the level of church is different. I mean, people's thinking level, style has been different. And people today are busier than before. By the way, there is also the same, I mean people are people, human beings are human beings. And human beings in the world need the same, need being cared for, being prayed for, and they need friends who listen to them. So, low pace is the caring ministry, pray for others, available to them, contact them regularly, interpret as a Christian. Actually, these are difficult in today's world. Of course, it depends on how much you really use it. Of course, it is for people in the church. I do not mean here any church, particularly church, but church in general. As we think of those, again, prayer, available contact, and example, it's not easy to do in the church today. I mean, it is really not easy for general, for ordinary Christians. So, as Melvin said, only those who had gifted on caring, and even those who are trained, equipped, is possible to be active. That's why there should be lay, pace, ministers. Or lay pastors. We all have to think of caring for others generally. By the way, those who are given caring gifts, mercy, compassion, and encouragement is more possible, more effective, and more productive to do this ministry. I'm saying here we need to think of pace more seriously if we are sure this ministry is for today as well. Recently, I have trained a lay pastor at one church. Most of them said we need a pace ministry even more today than any before. They got the point, I thought so. Thank you for listening.